is K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.
You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Six through 12. Let me cover those. So, verse 7, let each one give as he has made up in his own mind and purposed in his heart, not reluctant or sorrowfully or under compulsion. In other words, I shouldn't give, as King James says, grudgingly. Oh, they making me give again. No, Lord, help me to have a heart to give. Now, this won't be the case for everybody. But if anybody is like me, have they ever had some difficulty letting go of some money? Now, some people would say no, and I believe that some people have a gift for giving. They really do. I don't possess that gift. I had to work on mine. Amen, somebody. But the whole way of proving you, come here, precious. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. The whole way to work that is the more often you give, the easier it is. So even as I'm up here preaching, I know she I just want to bless you. Amen. I want to bless you. Put something in your hand. Amen. No problem. Have a seat. Amen. So listen. So as I'm preaching, the word is working in me. Anybody ever had to try to quit, stop smoking? Anybody had to quit? Was it difficult? It was not only difficult from a chemical standpoint. It was difficult mentally. Because mentally, you got used. That's why they get these little vapor cigarettes where you could just puff and, you know what I'm saying? It ain't doing nothing, but you got the sensation. Anything we've been doing worldly is hard to break. I'm going to just give y'all time to think because it's so many things I could go into. I'll just use a general statement. No, I won't. But you understand what I mean. All sin is difficult to let go. Somebody testify. I don't know. I think it was in a revival. Somebody say, I'm tired, Pastor. I think it was you. You don't know how much that blessed me. Because anytime somebody say they tired, I know a season is about to change in their life. And my preaching is not in vain. Because you can get up here Sunday after Sunday and Sunday, and God has to give you patience and maturity. And I want to share this with you. None of us are in a race. I'm just sharing this with you. None of us, because you was on my mind this morning. Because a lot of times you hear me preach, and I'm preaching this strong word about this is what we need to do, and God gonna bless. And we can forget about as pastors, people on different levels. So even though I'm preaching this great word, it's okay. Where you at is where you at. Just do your very best where you are. Y'all have heard the statement, you got to crawl before you walk. And then when you walk, you start off taking small steps. But eventually you can take 30 steps in the military. It takes a little while. Amen. Y'all pray for me. It's hard. I'm serious. Because you understand why you're preaching, especially when you're preaching prophetic off of fast, you feel everything in the room. Don't think nothing escape. Man, you hear conversations in the spirit. God show you all kind of stuff. You feel every demon. But the spirit of the man has to say, no, stay with the word, son. Don't you address that. You pray. Don't address it. Unless he tell you to call something out. Can I say this? Y'all heard it before. God wants better for you than you want for yourself. But he won't override your will. Because he gave all of us free will. He won't grab your arm and say, come on, get saved. As people pray, He'll put certain things in your path. He'll try to help you reach your purpose and destiny. That's why putting him first is part of the key. That's the start. If I can just put him first, let me stay with the economics. So number one, everybody say, put God first. In everything, you have to put him first. That's the key. That's the key to every level of prosperity, putting God first. Secondly, I cannot be lazy. I cannot make me a place on the couch and say, this here is where I stay. I have to ease up off the couch at times. Can I talk? Because lazy hands would end up in slave labor. Lazy hands, Proverbs 10:4, Proverbs 12:14, lazy hands will end up in lack or in want. But then as we're reading here, I have to be generous. I have to be a seed sower, because saints of God, if I'm sowing and scattering seed, at some point I'm going to have a harvest. When you're looking for a job, normally what do? What'd you say? You put in applications. Where you put them at? Everywhere. Everywhere. You put in applications. Because somebody going to do what? Somebody going to call, because you spent time filling out applications. Now, if I'm sitting in the house talking about, you know what, I need a job. Y'all ain't going to preach. You know, I need me. I sure enough need, that's country for, I sure do need a job. But man, if you ain't sold no seeds, you ain't put no applications, you ain't went to look for no job, guess what? That ain't coming your way. Now, I won't say it won't absolutely come. There's a chance that it will. But there's a better chance if I've sown seeds. Don't be afraid to release money. Teach your children now to tithe. Teach them now to honor God. Even if you're afraid, teach them. Teach them. I won't say I'm the best daddy, but I give myself at least a B. And I say that because I could be more happy. I'm not the most bubbly personality type person. I'm more, you know, get her done type, you understand? But the point is, I make sure. If you sleep in church, that's a whooping. You better always have some money. Because I teach you, don't spend all your money. You always ought to be tithing and offering. So this ain't something that's up here talking about. I believe in it. I believe it worked. And when you believe some work, that's when you got conviction when you say it. God said it. That's enough. That's part of the fourth. That's fourth principle. I'm going to have to do a review anyway. All right. We're getting out of here. I told you I'm going to start shortening my messages, specifically for visitors. Proverbs 11 and 13. Then Genesis 41 and 46. Proverbs 11 and 13. This will be our last principle. Last principle. And I'll just touch the last one. I'll touch the last one. Just encourage us along the way. Proverbs 11 and 13. How many believe the word today? We got to do like John Osteen, Joel 2. But John, he said, this is my Bible. That's right. I believe what it says. I can have what it says I can have. I fully confess. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Branch, she blessed me today. Came in, she had a little book that I gave and said, this is working. Amen. You work the word, the word will work. Proverbs 11 and 13. Go to Genesis 41 and 46 first. Genesis 41 and 46, let's go there first. Because I need to grab this. We almost gone, babe. Hang on in there. Hang on in there. Hang on in there. When you have it, say amen. I'm going to just tell you what it says. You can read that in your own time. But what's taking place here is the Pharaoh has had a dream. And in this dream, he sees seven lean cows and seven fat cows. And Joseph from God gets the understanding of this dream. He gets the interpretation. He says, the seven cows, the thin ones, represent 7 years where there's going to be famine. Then the seven big cows represent 7 years where there's going to be abundance. Then because of the favor of God that was on Joseph at 30 years old, Pharaoh puts Joseph over the nation, second in command only to him, saying, because no one is wiser than you, you take care of this matter for us. Guess what Joseph does? Joseph begins to save those 7 years because he knows those 7 years of famine are coming. This is a biblical principle. God showed him in advance what was coming to let him know you need to save. Now go to Proverbs 13 and 11. So I said 11 and 13, but it's 13 and 11. This makes it real, real simple here. Proverbs 13 and 11. In Proverbs 13 and 11, Solomon, the wisest and richest king, he was richer than Bill Gates. I think he's worth listening to. The wisest king said this, he that gathers little by little makes it grow. That's NIV, little by little. Anybody ever notice a lot of times when you get a big chunk, before the chunk even come, let me make it clean, you get a big chunk of money, a big sum of money, a lot of times when you know it's coming, it's spent before it even get there. Because it's not the same mindset if I had to go out and get it and I gathered it little by little. It's a big deal to give God 10% and put $10 in the bank for you. That ain't nothing. Why would I put $10 in the bank? That's not money.